Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 5 Years Before You Retire Retirement Planning, When You Need It the Most by Emily Guy Birkin is a personal finance guide aimed at readers who are close enough to retirement. That abstract long-term advice is no longer sufficient. Rather than presenting retirement as a distant savings goal, the book treats the final working years as a concentrated planning window in which financial, medical, housing, family, and lifestyle decisions must be made with unusual clarity. Birkin writes for a broad audience, especially people who may have saved imperfectly, delayed planning, or discovered late that their projected retirement income is less secure than expected. The book combines accessible explanations of retirement accounts, Social Security, Medicare, withdrawal planning, and tax considerations with attention to the non-financial side of retirement, including identity, daily structure, and family expectations. Its purpose is practical to help readers turn limited time into a realistic, flexible retirement plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the final 5 years is a planning window rather than a last chance. A central value of the book is its framing of the 5 years before retirement as a distinct financial stage. Birkin does not treat this period as merely the end of an accumulation phase. Instead, she presents it as a transition zone where assumptions must be tested against actual numbers, deadlines, and lifestyle preferences. This matters because many retirement guides are written either for people decades away from retirement or for people already retired. The reader approaching retirement faces different problems. There is still time to adjust savings, work plans, debt, insurance, and investment risk, but not enough time to rely on vague future corrections. The 5-year frame encourages triage. Readers are pushed to identify what can still be improved, what must be accepted, and which choices have cascading effects. For example, working a little longer may affect savings, Social Security timing, health insurance coverage, and withdrawal pressure all at once. The book, therefore, emphasizes prioritization over perfection. Its practical reasoning is that late-stage planning should reduce uncertainty, not pretend to eliminate it. Secondly, maximizing savings while avoiding imprudent late-stage risk, Birkin gives significant attention to the financial actions still available in the last working years, especially making fuller use of employer retirement plans, employer matches, and catch-up opportunities where applicable. The book recognizes that readers close to retirement may feel pressure to compensate for past undersaving, but it does not present aggressive investing as a simple solution. The more realistic approach is to improve what can be controlled contribution levels, spending patterns, debt reduction, tax awareness, and the alignment of investments with near-term income needs. This is an important distinction because late-stage savers often face a dangerous temptation to chase returns just when they have less time to recover from losses. The book encourages readers to examine how much income they are likely to need, how much can come from guaranteed or semi-predictable sources, and how investment accounts will be used after paychecks stop. Its contribution is not advanced portfolio theory. Rather, it translates the logic of retirement readiness into concrete household decisions, showing that the final working years can still meaningfully improve resilience when choices are disciplined and coordinated. Thirdly, Social Security and Medicare as timing decisions with long-term consequences. The book treats Social Security and Medicare not as background benefits, but as major planning decisions. This is especially useful for readers in their late 50s or early 60s because the timing of benefit claims and healthcare enrollment can shape retirement security for decades. Birkin explains that Social Security decisions should be considered in relation to life expectancy, spousal circumstances, employment plans, income needs, and the trade-off between claiming earlier and receiving larger monthly benefits later. The point is not that one claiming age is universally correct, but that the choice should be deliberate rather than driven by panic or rumor. Medicare receives similar attention because many people overestimate what it covers or underestimate the importance of enrollment rules, supplemental coverage, prescription costs, and out-of-pocket medical spending. By placing these programs inside the broader retirement plan, the book helps readers see that public benefits do not remove the need for planning. They create choices that must be integrated with private savings, tax exposure, and health expectations. This practical emphasis distinguishes the book from guides that discuss retirement only as an investment problem. Fourthly, housing, family expectations, and the retirement lifestyle budget. A notable feature of the book is its inclusion of housing and family discussions as core retirement planning issues. Birkin recognizes that retirement expenses are not determined only by account balances and market returns. They are shaped by where a person lives, whether they downsize, relocate, carry a mortgage, support adult children, help aging parents, or expect family members to provide care. These choices can either stabilize or undermine a retirement plan. Housing is often the largest household expense and may also become a source of flexibility. but decisions about selling, moving, or aging in place involve emotional and logistical trade-offs as well as financial ones. Family conversations are similarly important because unspoken assumptions can create conflict later. A retiree may expect independence while relatives expect help, or a family may avoid discussing long-term care until a crisis forces rushed decisions. The book treats these topics as planning variables rather than personal side issues. Its reasoning is practical: a retirement budget that excludes household obligations, caregiving possibilities, and living arrangements is incomplete, even if the investment math appears sound. Lastly, preparing for the psychological shift from work identity to retirement structure. Birkin broadens retirement planning by addressing the emotional and identity changes that can accompany leaving full-time work. This is not presented as a sentimental add-on, but as a practical risk in retirement design. Many people derive routine, social contact, status, and purpose from their careers. When work ends, the loss of structure can affect spending behavior, relationships, mental health, and satisfaction with retirement. The book, therefore, encourages readers to think about what they are retiring to, not only what they are retiring from. This may include part-time work, volunteering, hobbies, travel, community involvement, or new routines. But the main point is intentionality. A person with a technically adequate financial plan may still struggle if daily life has not been considered. Conversely, a clear picture of desired activities can improve the accuracy of the budget because leisure, travel, health, and housing choices all have financial implications. By linking lifestyle design to financial planning, the book avoids the narrow assumption that retirement success can be measured only by portfolio size. It presents retirement as a coordinated life transition. In conclusion, The 5 years Before You Retire is best suited for readers who are within roughly 5 years of retirement, especially those who want a structured overview rather than a highly technical investment manual. It will be particularly useful for people who feel behind, uncertain about Social Security or Medicare, unclear about housing choices, or uncomfortable discussing retirement expectations with family. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers convert anxiety into a checklist of decisions that can still be influenced: savings rates, retirement account use, debt, benefit timing, health coverage, tax exposure, housing, and lifestyle planning. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it treats retirement as a systems problem. Money matters, but it interacts with health, family, identity, public benefits, and daily routines. Compared with many retirement books, its distinguishing feature is this late-stage, holistic focus. It does not assume the reader has decades to optimize, nor does it speak only to affluent investors seeking advanced strategies. Instead, it addresses the realistic constraints of ordinary households approaching a major transition. The book stands out by combining accessible financial explanation with attention to the personal consequences of retirement choices, making it a practical bridge between retirement saving advice and retirement living advice. If you would like to support Emily Guy Birkin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.